After feeding more than 5,000 people in the wilderness, Jesus teaches them regarding the true significance of this remarkable sign. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Christ. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose mother and father we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you. Amen. I love bread. And one of my favorite places to eat bread is at the Macaroni Grill. Pastor Josh and I would usually go there for lunch, for a lunch date, and my favorite part of the whole thing was the bread. Each visit, before you order, the server would bring out a fresh, warm loaf of focaccia bread and prepare a little plate of extra virgin olive oil and cracked pepper. It was amazing. And the best part? It was free. And it was unending. And it was good. This bread even inspired me to go home and try my own DIY version, but it just was not the same. In today's gospel, we're in the third of 5 weeks of digging deeper and deeper into understanding Jesus who proclaims, "I am the bread of life." In the last 2 weeks, we heard of Jesus feeding the 5,000 at the beginning of chapter 6. Last week, Jesus was introduced as the bread of life who invites us into relationship with God. And today, we continue in this discourse as Jesus confronts a cranky crowd of doubters and disbelievers. Jesus has announced himself with this big first "I am" statement. "I am the bread of life." Each of these seven "I am" statements in John reveal more and more about who Jesus is and our relationship as his followers. He proclaims, "I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. I am the way, the truth, and the light," and so on. Each of these statements makes clear how Jesus acts in faith in our lives. As the bread of life, Jesus shows us his unending ability to feed, going beyond what he did with feeding the 5,000. This bread of life is a feeding that sustains us beyond our present hunger. Similar to my love of the bread at the Macaroni Grill, Jesus, as the bread of life, is free, unending, and good. Just as the restaurant server continually brings baskets of fresh, warm bread, Jesus continually enters our lives, unearned, undeserved, and meeting us where we are at. But here's the point where the metaphor breaks down, because they always do. Unlike the Macaroni Grill, which closed a few months ago, Jesus does not shut the doors. On the contrary, God continually draws us in, beckoning us back to a life of faith. In today's gospel reading, Jesus begins and ends these verses with the phrase, "Whoever believes in me." But the translation of "believes in me" does not do justice to what Christ is saying. It would more accurately be translated as trust. Whoever trusts in me will never be hungry or thirsty. Whoever trusts in me will have eternal life. Because trust has changed the way we live. More than that, trust changes the way we live with one another. Jesus is the bread of life in a different way than the manna that God provided before him, because Jesus is God made flesh. Jesus is God choosing to put on skin to be closer to us, to walk among us and experience life with us, so that we may fully experience life with God. This relationship of God and God's people changed at that moment, when the Creator and the created could have a tangible relationship. But the thing is, a relationship without trust is pointless. But a relationship with trust changes everything. A relationship with trust in God gives eternal life. That eternal life is not a thing we have to wait for our funerals to enjoy either. That eternal life is here and now. When Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me has eternal life," it is not will have. He is talking about a present reality. Our reading today from Ephesians helps us to understand what living in this trust looks like. Study Bibles like to title this passage, "Rules for the New Life." In these verses, Paul illustrates how our lives with one another are transformed by our trust in Jesus. We are invited to put away bitterness, wrath, anger, and slander, and to instead be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as Christ has done for us. Verse 29 says, "Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up. As there is need, so your words may give grace to those who hear." Can you imagine what a day would be like if we all lived that way? We could probably achieve world peace by dinner time. And the thing about it is that this is what Christ, a life in Christ, calls us to do. I think rather this passage should be named, instead of "Rules for a New Life," it should be dubbed "Trust in the Eternal Life." Because we are putting our trust in God, it comes much more natural to live this way. We can forgive and show kindness and grace because that is what God does for us. We can put away our anger and wrath because that is what God does for us. This passage ends, the end of this passage calls us, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ has loved and gave himself up for us." Jesus, the bread of life, sustains us for this eternal life of trust that we are called to. And the thing about eternal life is, it's eternal. It is valid for all of time. As humans, we fall short of being imitators of Christ as we are called to be. The light of Jesus might not be what shines and reflects the brightest in our own lives. I don't need to go too far down this road because we all know how we have fallen short of putting our trust in God as our soul sustainer. Whether we look to our bank accounts, our associations, or whatever else could sustain us that is not God, we fall short. But God continues to draw us back in. God continues to choose us all. God continues to offer eternal life despite our shortcomings or flat-out bad choices, because God loves us and sees more in us than we see in ourselves or each other. So we are invited back again. Another basket of that sustaining bread of life is brought to the table, and it goes beyond merely meeting our physical needs. It meets our eternal needs. That bread of life is freely given, unending, and eternally good. Amen.